Hey, Tony, good morning to you, and thanks for coming on this week. And great to be joined by Tony Matoska, clinic manager for Athletico Physical Therapy. Really an expert when it comes to physical therapy evaluation and treatment of spine, shoulder, and lower extremity conditions. And Tony, you're okay with me because my late mom was a graduate of University of Wisconsin-Whitewater as well, so you're good in my book.
Awesome, my true alma mater.
Yeah, great to have you on. And so many people suffer from different chronic pains, and I know that you love talking about this and helping people. Is this the spread of this, or the how widespread this is? Is this kind of a new phenomenon, or is it are we just noticing it more and bringing it to attention more now?
I think it's being recognized more as a true problem. It doesn't help that our society has become much more passive. We're not getting enough movement in our daily lives. We drive to work, we sit at work, we sit on the way home, and then we get home and we sit. So we're just not getting the exercise that we need. On top of that, there's personal and life stress that can add to these problems. And as our health problems grow, they will all contribute to more pain and more problems too. And then we're also seeing more people trying to take more passive approaches to manage their pain, taking prescription medications. And if those don't work, then they're undergoing other procedures and potentially surgeries instead of doing some activity that can help address these problems. And those more passive approaches, they come with more costs and often long-term side effects too. So in order to manage these chronic pain problems, it requires a multi-dimensional approach, and physical therapy is an excellent place to start for that.
Yeah, great to be joined by Tony from Athletico. Tony, I'm guilty too. Even though I work in sports, and I mean, I try to get out and about and active. I mean, when you're busy at work, you're sitting for extended periods of time. I also take prescription medication, so really, you have to make a concerted effort to stay active. But once you do, I think that the benefits are real, and great advice from you.
Absolutely. Exercise is medicine. So similar how some people need prescription medications, they need their exercise too. And the best way to do that is to find activity that you enjoy doing on a daily basis, something that doesn't feel like a chore, but something that you enjoy going out and doing, whether it's a walking program, aerobic training, weight training, Pilates, water aerobics, biking. The guidelines are roughly 150 minutes a week, which in reality isn't that long, and you can break that up throughout the week based off of your time. Sometimes it takes some modifications and some time management skills, but ultimately it's what's going to keep us healthy and keep us out of pain.
Yeah, simple things like tell people like installing an exercise bike or a treadmill in your house allows you to do things around the home while you're walking and or doing something. But are there other little things that you can do, Tony, if you're not able to cut into your schedule and make time for that? What else do you find that healthy people have in common?
Well, aside from staying active, there's a few other things that a lot of oftentimes overlooked. Sleep is extremely important. It's very closely linked with pain. And poor sleep habits have been shown to significantly contribute to the development of chronic pain. So pain typically lasting more than 6 months. To work on that, creating a set and consistent sleep schedule is extremely important. If you're having problems falling asleep at night, the darker the room, the better. Keeping the room cooler, roughly around 65 to 67 degrees, avoiding that afternoon caffeine, and then even minimizing how often you're staring at your electronics about an hour before bed can really help you get to bed as well. Nutrition's another important and vital thing to think about. General rule is like to avoid excessive sugar, eat more fiber to help manage our systemic inflammation. So eat more green leafy vegetables, nuts, seeds, berries, colorful fruits. And then the other big one is stress management. It's vital in managing chronic pain. The number one predictor on whether or not you develop chronic pain is depression, actually. So we need to find stress management tools that are healthy and helpful. So deep breathing, an exercise program really ties into that as well. Good combination of aerobic and resistance-based exercise. Meditation can help, and mindfulness training is very helpful too.
Yeah, all good advice, Tony, and being an expert in physical therapy. A lot of people think physical therapy is just when maybe when you're coming back from an injury or a fall or something like that. But what can you expect if you if you're just looking to come back from pain and decide to enter a physical therapy program? Are people doing that in droves as well now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's becoming more recognized as what should be the start of your pain path, your pain journey. The sooner you start with PT, the better. Our physical therapists at Athletico, they're going to get to know you. They're going to get to know your story and discuss how we can help you, but how you can also help yourself too. Treatment starts day one with your physical therapist. They develop a structured program based off of your history and what's important to you. But the most important thing your physical therapist at Athletico is going to do is they're going to teach you what you can do at home to help with your problems and get you on the road to recovery. It is never too late to seek treatment, even though sooner the better. But you can start with physical therapists right away. Most states allow for what we call direct access, meaning you can go straight to your physical therapist without needing a doctor's order. There's some insurance plans, especially those on Medicare and Medicaid, where you still need the doctor's order, but most major insurances, you can go right away. And ultimately, starting PT right away can save you on costs from other procedures and time off of work and time away from your activity.
Yeah, you're helping lots of people, Tony, from all walks of life. Where can my listeners go for more information?
Best way to learn more about us is www.athletico.com. Here you'll find more information on our services, our over 900 plus locations, and then we have an extensive library on health resources and blogs written by our experienced physical therapists. So you can learn more about your physical therapists at your local locations and learn more about free assessments where you can go in and talk to your therapist to see if PT is right for you.
Yeah, you're great online and on social media. And Tony, great information. I'm a Wisconsinite as well. So good work and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you, Rick.